Pam Freeman works in the medical school at SUNY Upstate as a standardized patient, teaching medical students how to acquire the skills of interviewing patients and really listening to their stories. Her poem, Where Does It Hurt?, is a remarkable example of the story within a story. Where does it hurt? Well, since you asked, remember you said, tell me where it hurts. I got thinking about it. You already know the places that show up on the scans, and the other places those places gossip with, snickering in their cruel, contorting language of pain. But since you asked, and I got thinking about it, it also hurts in my daughter. Her eyes, the sad sky of this room, and in her little son, who clutches a plastic army man and is too young to understand, as we tritely put it, although so am I, if you must know, and I bet you are too. It also hurts, I'm told, in my daughter's resentful ex-husband. Of course, everything seems specifically to take aim at him. His resentments I actually do understand, or at least I get where they're coming from. I always did, and wished I could have warned her there wasn't a thing to be done about them. The world would simply multiply his misery, and she'd keep taking on half. But it wouldn't have made a difference, because love makes you believe you can fix life itself. She wheels her guilt in here and quietly hooks it up, one more machine to supervise me, drawing its own conclusions. Me? I'm past warning anyone at this point. Nobody wants it. And besides, do I look wise or successful in this wrinkled calico tent of a hospital gown, my eyebrows gone hairless, lending an expression of perpetual blank amazement? No, dispensing wisdom is not my place anymore, which leads me to wonder what my place is, if I in fact have one. Pardon all this blah blah, it's the illusion of ego, the lifeline of I am. I mean, right? I am, aren't I? Right. So therefore, I must matter. But what if it's the other way around? And when you cease to matter, you cease to exist. And the language in your body is trying to say, you're excused now. That's where it hurts, since you asked.